So to help you remember, the Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6 036 or danblackstudios.net.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
It's April 13th. The greatest day ever. On the 13th of April, 1988, actress Allison Williams was born. Proud father and newscaster Bryan Williams announced the birth.
I'm Bryan Williams. My daughter was born today with a full head of hair, driving a red Ferrari, and holding her PhD in molecular biology. More on my daughter's super strength after this.
Have a great April 13th, the greatest day ever.
Hi, I'm Larry Stevens, and it's 4.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden was among those on hand this afternoon to pay tribute to fallen Capitol Police Officer Billy Evans. Evans passed away earlier this month when he was struck by the car of an assailant who rammed his vehicle into a barricade outside the Capitol building. The defense has begun its case now at the murder trial of former Officer Derek Chauvin after 11 days of testimony and a mountain of video depicting George Floyd's final moments. Chauvin's lawyer has argued that the now-fired white officer did what he was trained to do by the Minneapolis police force, and that Floyd actually died because of his illegal drug use and an underlying heart condition, not because of Chauvin pinning him to the pavement last month. The U.S. is recommending a pause now in using the single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to investigate reports of rare but potentially dangerous blood clots. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 68 points. This is SRN News.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Why is God being systematically removed from American life?
The death of religion in this country is the death of America as we know it.
In America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Nick Searcy considers our country's religious roots with smart people like Dennis Prager, Richard Grinnell, and the late Herman Cain. And makes you laugh along the way.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Representative Omar, or her husband or brother or whatever.
Stream it on your phone, tablet, or TV. Go to SalemNow.com, promo code MOVIE. SalemNow.com, promo code MOVIE.
One, two, three, four! Now there's a backseat lover that's always undercover, and I talked to my daddy, Sam. He said, you ain't seen nothing till you're down on a muffin, and there's sure to be a change of way. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a lady who was ready to play. It wasn't me she was fooling, cause she knew what she was doing when she told me I'd walk this way.
bring in a touch of Chicago to Aerosmith. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Greg Goodell from my left to your right as you're listening. Rosie Brock, Terry Adams, and Larry Stevens.
Woo!
Yeah.
Larry Stevens.
And there are people out there who are saying, and who is that guy?
He's here with us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. I have a friend that, you know, he every time we're out and he runs into people, he's, you know who this guy is, don't you? You know, and looking at me, and they'll look over, and they're like 30 years old. Well, that guy is Larry Stevens.
I hope.
They have no clue.
I just used to love it when people would do that in, down in Florida.
But
not.
Well, but he, you know, again, if you're over a certain age, you'll know who I am. But
well, if you can't, I mean, I'll bet people recognize you from your voice
all the time.
All the time, right? You know?
I was sitting in the hall. I was getting at my ENT guy. I get these shots for my allergies, and they give me a new vial. So you have to wait 30 minutes to make sure you don't turn into a cat after they give it to you. But I'm sitting there, and somebody called me on the phone. And as soon as I hung up, these heads came out the door, and they all looked and said, "You're Larry Stevens, aren't you?"
Well, you were Montgomery Radio for so long, Larry. You were the god of radio.
Well, see, now we got Greg Budell.
Exactly.
I told Greg, I said, I'm just glad he wasn't around when I was on the air.
It worked out perfectly, the transition.
You guys know that I hate it when people praise me like
Mm-hmm. And so he was home for Christmas, and she said, "Alan, you got to hear this song they're playing on WHHY." And he listened and went back and added it at WLS.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Speaking of WLS, I got a nice little... actually, one of our listeners found it. For whatever reason, they were Googling my name along with Styx.
Styx!
Yeah, the rock group. I used to work for them. Have you heard of
them? I didn't know that. Really?
And came up with an article in the Chicago Tribune on the 25th anniversary of Lady in the year 2000. So it was kind of cool that I got remembered in that article. I didn't even know about it until I saw it yesterday.
Did you save it for your archives?
It's on my Facebook page.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of, we had Styx at the fair. The fair, by the way, is going to be back 100% this fall.
That's great.
We got Kool and the Gang coming.
Wow.
Nice hit.
And, Roots and Boots. Our Boots and Roots. It's three country. It's Aaron Tippin and a couple of others from that back when. And it's, you know, of course, older. It'll probably be a little older audience, of course.
I'll bet Jesse Lynn is all about them.
She does, too.
Yeah. And so it's going to be, and several other plans are being laid for the 2021 fair. So
That's good to hear. That's good to hear that 2014 fair was maybe one of the pinnacle of my whole life.
And they sounded so... I stood there, and I thought they sound every bit as good as I ever heard them sound.
Yeah. And it was my reunion night with the band.
I remember that.
And I'll never forget, we were in the behind the in the bowels of the Garrett Coliseum.
And he's got some bowels, all right.
And this door, this dressing room door flies open, and Tommy Shaw literally came running out and almost knocked me over, hugging me. It was so great to see him. And then to get the reaction I got from the crowd that
they
night
loved
before
you.
I even said a word.
By the way, the Coliseum is getting its bowels renovated.
So. Yeah. Good. It needs it.
It will have air conditioning.
Wow. Yay.
Yes.
How modern is that?
They're redoing it. And it's going to involve, of course, it'll take a little while. It's going to be a pretty expensive renovation, but air conditioning, we're talking about some facelifting on the outside. You know, the bones of the building is really good. And I think new seating possibly
awesome.
Coming in. And they're going to be doing quite a bit. It'll look different. It'll look nicer. They're going to, you know. But think of the history of that place. I walked in there the other day and I thought, you know, Hank Williams performed in this building.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley performed in this building. And just about any other big name you could think of performed in that building.
Yeah. Susan Woody used to tell me the stories, you know, the Elvis story and stuff like that. She was working as a waitress or something in the hotel Elvis stayed in downtown. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. And now here's a note from a listener who says, while you're listing all the greats who worked with Larry Stevens, don't forget the world-famous Rusty Aldridge.
Oh, absolutely.
That's something to be proud of, Rusty.
Well, I think it is.
Rusty was one of the most talented individuals I ever worked with. The guy's funny, he's creative, and he's sometimes a little too fast for the room, but he is good.
Oh, there's no... You know what? He hasn't lost a step.
I know he hasn't.
Let's say hello to Little Debbie. The treat.
Hi.
Who talks?
I like your snack cakes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call it and let you know I was coming down Interstate 65 going south, and I got on 80. I was getting on 80 going over toward the airport, and as I was coming off that exit over to my right, down in the grassy area, there's about four or five cows.
Loose.
They're just standing there grazing down in the valley area. My husband knows different kinds. But anyway, he said there was Black Angus, Charolais, and I don't know. I didn't glance very long because I was trying to keep my eyes on the road.
Good job.
But there was about four or five cows over there loose. Someone needs to take care of it.
Well, Farmer John, road, you better get your cows.
That'd be bad news.
Yeah. I wonder how they got there.
Well,
that's not really an area known for grazing.
I think there are
some. And there's not a fence.
Hey, I don't know where they would have come from. There's probably some, that was down near where you get off to go to the airport. Is that correct?
Yes, that curve getting off of 65 onto 80.
Yeah, that's
85. Okay, yeah. So hey, yeah, there's probably some farmland down
now
in
that
there.
I think about it, yeah. For some reason, I thought you said 65 to 85, and I'm thinking, how does a cow end up there?
No.
There's not much there for cows, I don't think.
Well, we appreciate the heads up. And we'll see what
we
can get done on
good
that.
Good job keeping your eyes on the road.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Caesar. We hail you.
Hey, what's good? What's happening, my friends?
How you doing?
This is Stevens. I ain't going to never forget. Man, I see it all the time. I was living on Norman Bridge Road, and I used to walk down there when I thought I was going to major in communications. You guys opened me with welcome arms whenever I came down there. And you know, I'm telling you, it was probably one of the most friendly atmospheres I've worked in. You know, since I've been basically working, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what year was that?
Oh, God, I came out of high school in 89.
Yeah.
It was around 88, 89, 87,
well,
probably.
You know, always, let me tell you, when I decided I wanted to be in broadcasting, I ended up going into my little hometown station, and people, you know, embraced me and helped me. And launched me on a career. And I always felt like when young people came in who wanted to get into broadcasting, we should encourage them instead of discourage them.
Pay it forward.
Of course, looking back, maybe I should have discouraged a few of them the way it's turned out. Those are really good days. Those were fun days.
And you know, the thing is, I don't even know, is that type of atmosphere still out there where kids can just go to the radio station and...
I don't honestly, if there is, I'm not sure, you know, that type of thing can happen. I mean, like I said, when I wandered into my radio station in my hometown, they ended up, you know, they would train people, and I was fortunate enough. And, of course, in those days, you had to have somebody on the air all the time. Of course, we were only a little daytime AM radio station, but still you had to be live from sunrise to sunset. And then later, like, you know, the periods you're going back to over there on Norman Bridge Road, we were live 24/7. I mean, when somebody called at 4 in the morning, there was somebody who was going to answer that telephone.
And it was me.
And it's usually Rosie. Yeah. But, and you know, I did an all-night shift for a while up in Knoxville, and you know, while it would not be my choice to do forever, it was really a way of learning, because you're there for 6 hours by yourself,
mm-hmm.
and so from midnight to six, it was me, baby. I had mm-hmm. to read news.
I did that.
Answer phones. Take care of everything in those 6 hours, and so. It was a growth process for me that I enjoyed doing when I was in Knoxville. Of course, I had to flip my day around. And
the percentage in the Miami market of people who are up and active or working all night long is about 10%.
Well,
so that's 400,000 people that are out there every night between those hours.
Well, and we were on the edge of the UT campus. And, of course, when school was in session, I mean, my phones were like, I mean, till sometimes 4 o'clock in the morning, they were just like, boom, boom, boom. And then after 4, you'd start getting the early risers who were getting up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was fun to work because it was a college town. And so in the summer, of course, you didn't have as many college students, but then you had others who stayed up late because there was no school in the summer. So we usually had a pretty active all-night show.
We appreciate the call, Caesar. Let's say good afternoon quickly before we go to break to Wonderful.
Hey, I just got a story. I remember Stevens because of Get Your Head Out of Bed. You ain't. Oh yeah, that one.
Yeah.
But, y'all were talking about Rich just a minute ago, and the funny story when Rich was at WSFA, and then all of a sudden he wasn't. Well, that weekend that happened, my mother and my two sisters and I, we used to go on trips. Girls weekend, either to the mountains or the beach. I don't remember where we were going, but all weekend we'd be sitting there somewhere, and one of us would all of a sudden say, "What's Rich gonna do?" And we, you know, and all of us would be saying, "I don't know what's Rich gonna," because we just love Rich. But yeah, I'll never forget that. It was so funny.
Hey, what's you Rich just reminded me.
Do?
You mentioned Rich. Yeah, I've got a shirtless picture of myself I'm going to put on Facebook because I'm tired of him getting all the shirtless attention.
That's right. You know, Rich, when he worked for me, he was always proud of his tan.
Yeah.
And, he and some of the other people at the station, you know, he lived in an apartment complex, so he was down by the pool every day tanning.
Well, he get away with the shirtless thing. I don't know if I should do it. I'll let Rosie decide.
I'm just really glad that Cumulus took him on.
It's not a recent photo, by the way.
Who? No, not Blue Water.
Blue Water.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Blue Water.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't catch that. I should have done that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're for welcome. The call, Wonderful. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
My favorite morning bit, Larry, was the zipper.
Zipping the ladies up in the morning.
Yes.
You know, and it'd zip up, and then you hear them go, "Thank you, Larry. Thank you."
Yeah,
and of course, then I had the one where the guy said, "Thank you, Larry."
Yeah.
You know, so we would throw that one in from time. You know, and Greg, you probably remember this. In those days, I would be dangerous today with some of the technology that you currently have. Because in those days, I had this big rack that I set up in front of me on top of the control board up there on the ledge, and I would spin that thing. I was a master. I knew where I had all my regular stuff, the most used.
Did you hand label your stuff?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I would grab it and boom.
That's how I found things in a pile, because everything was hand labeled, but it was a color. I knew what to look for, not the word, but the look of the label. And I could have something in the machine and playing within a second, usually.
Yeah. So you grab those things, you'd put them in the machine.
Hands in Miami, and I have references that would be step right up and...
And God help the person who touched a cart and put it out of place.
Yeah. They weren't allowed to touch my carts when I was not there. There was one drop I had. There was one drop where this lady says, "I don't know. I wished I did." And so I would always ask a question, and then sort of, you know, you do a lot of this. And that would be "I don't know. I wished I did," you know.
Yeah, we have a few of those. It's like when we get into some mumbo jumbo.
I don't understand the words you just said.
He comes in very handy.
You remember Dr. Don Rose?
Yes.
Somehow I ended up with a reel of all of his drops.
See, I got another Larry Stevens connection with Dr. Don Rose. He ended up at KFC.
KFRC. KFRC in San Francisco. He was in Atlanta. He was in Atlanta. I remember going to a radio convention, and he was back and on the panel from KFRC, and he was hilarious.
Here's how it happened. This is when Bob Baumhauer was playing for the Dolphins, and he used to be my studio guest on Mondays. And the 83 Dolphins were playing in the 84 Super Bowl. And they were playing the 49ers. So KFRC was owned by RKO, just like we were. So we did a mutual phone call one morning and made a bet that whoever lost would have to go to the other guy's town and be humiliated by their listeners. So the Dolphins lost the game, so I flew out. And there's a lot of parts to this whole story that I really can't get into on the air.
Probably best.
Those you'll probably see in the book. So I go out there, and I figured it out. They're 3 hours behind us. So I gave their request line number out to my listeners the day before I flew out there and said, just make a note. When it gets to be 9 o'clock on Monday, start calling this number and telling them how great I am or something. I forget.
Yeah.
And they did, man. They jammed up his phone. There were a couple of people that got through with insults. Ha ha, 49ers win. But I sabotaged that whole thing.
Do what you got to do, Greg.
You know, years ago, I did the same thing with a guy named Ray Lincoln. He was Alabama and Arkansas were playing in the Sugar Bowl or something. And we did the bet of who, you know, if Arkansas lost, he had to come here, vice versa. Well, Alabama won. And so Ray Lincoln came in, and KAAY was this big 50,000 watt. And so people were sitting in Montgomery listening to us on KAAY and 102. I mean, because KAAY actually hooked up a balanced line in those days, and radio people know what that is. But so we were actually on the morning show in Little Rock and here, and we simulcast the whole morning going back and forth. We had a lot of fun with Ray Lincoln, and people, you know, he took it very well, though.
Rosie, do I post that or not? That's my shirtless picture.
Sure. I don't know about that.
Oh! Forget it. Okay. If it isn't Rich Thomas, they're not interested. Larry, let's talk about
Kaiser. He's adorable. What? Kaiser?
Kaiser.
I was just out there. Just saw what's her name?
Stella Cheryl Dale.
What's her name? Stella. Yesterday. Yeah.
Fantastic people and a place. I love that warehouse. It's so big and they've got room for so many different types and styles. I've always said if you can't find it at Kaiser, it ain't been made.
Right. And they're getting furniture in. I want to tell you that if you want something, get out there and talk to Stella because, I mean, people are just snapping it up. When it comes in, they snap it up. And so it is coming in. Regular shipments are coming in. So
I love their whole setup. First of all, they didn't waste a lot of money on silly infrastructure. It's a functional place. That helps you pay a lower price. Everything is marked up to 50% off. Ready for immediate delivery, but you cannot put a price tag on the expertise that those three women have. Stella, Dale, and Cheryl, they're just amazing. And so for customer service, decorating suggestions, bring photos of a room you're trying to figure out what to do or a spot in the house that needs something you're just not sure what, because they have all the accent pieces you could possibly want to see there and home entertainment centers that accommodate the big screens of today. At Kaiser Fine Furniture and just beyond, you can almost see Mayor Reed's arm reaching to the north. And there, past his fingertips, in the 8.25 taxing district, is Kaiser.
Right. You so that sweet spot is.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's brilliantly located.
Yeah.
So save on everything, and they can set you up with a 0% Synchrony account for qualified customers if you spend $2,000 or more over 18 months. At Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, shop Kaiser.com at 424. Got the time.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-65 southbound at South Lawn. Some cows in the roadway there. Use caution. We are very busy on the East Boulevard at I-85, Northeast Boulevard from Ware's Ferry to the Wetumpka Highway. And we've got a lot of outbound traffic on Atlanta Highway and Norman Bridge. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery.
Enjoy your favorite movie safely at the AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
ABC Tonight, TV's most watched new drama, Big Sky, returns.
Drop your weapons!
Did you call the cops?
We're not cops.
We're private investigators.
And a new mystery begins.
Folks, I'm going to take kindly to you poking around.
From the creator of Big Little Lies.
Don't know what my family's capable of.
No.
Don't you look pretty.
Stay back.
Big Sky returns.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
COVID-19 vaccines are now available for those 16 years and older. Get your free COVID-19 vaccine at the Baptist Health Community Vaccination Clinic located at 3989 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery in the former Old Navy building across from Stivers Ford. Make your appointment online at baptistfirst.org or just walk in. When you come, wear your mask and bring your photo ID. It's quick, it's easy, and it's important to protect yourself and your community. Make your vaccine appointment today at baptistfirst.org.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had some really good luck with the weather over the last few days. All of that is about to come to an end. For tonight, partly cloudy, dry, mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 58. For tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely. High temperature in the middle 70s on Wednesday. Then we get into a cool period of time late in the week with highs barely scraping right around 70 by Thursday and Friday. And there'll be some widely scattered showers around as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's allergy season during a pandemic, and you need something stronger than the over-the-counter meds so you won't sneeze. Well, now there's Sudacta Pandemic Clara Hista Zyrtec COVID Dimaflona Tapabenafine. Sudacta Pandemic Clara Hista Zyrtec COVID Dimaflona Tapabenafine helps you take control of your allergy symptoms. Sudacta Pandemic Clara Hista Zyrtec COVID Dimaflona Tapabenafine not only relieves your runny nose, sneezing, and itchy and watery eyes, it can also keep you from sneezing in a crowd and getting all those COVID looks.
No, it's just allergies. It's just allergies.
Warning, taking Sudacta Pandemic Clara Hista Zyrtec COVID Dimaflona Tapabenafine may cause drowsiness. Ask for it by name.
It's All-Star Tuesday on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, with Terry Adams, Larry Stevens, Rosie Brock, me, Greg Budell, and a call from Booger.
Booger.
Okay. Does anyone remember who eventually buried that wretched song, Teen Angel?
Who buried it?
Mark Denning?
It was, you know, who buried it locally?
Yes.
I think a guy named Penn Scott was involved. You're talking about when they buried the song. And then,
yes.
And then I think,
the,
and then maybe,
I think it was.
Oh, what's his
record.
Name?
Record.
Yeah, it was the record. They buried it. Penn Scott was one of the guys, and I think the other was, oh gosh, he's on ABC at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Been around forever.
No idea.
I replaced him on the radio when I came here, but my old brain is not, everybody
Rick
knows
Rick Springfield?
Who, no, not Rick Springfield. He's a local personality.
Oh.
Well, if he's still alive, thank him for a bunch of us.
Yeah, they
got sick of it,
everybody
too.
Everybody was sick of Teen Angel, and so they took it. But I remember Penn Scott was one of the guys. I think Penn's passed away. I ran into his brother the other day, incidentally, at Kaiser Furniture. He was in there shopping.
Really?
Yeah, and he walked up, and we talked, and he was Penn Scott's brother. And so we talked for a while.
When I was marketing guy for the largest Lexus dealer in the world in Florida, I sold a car to Dion DiMucci. That was kind of cool.
Really?
Yeah.
How
many people in the room can say they ran Dion DiMucci's credit?
I don't know who that is. I hate to say
Dion?
The Wanderer?
You remember Dion?
Okay. If you had just said Dion, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're right.
I never heard his last name.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's not as bad as Teen Angel
no,
got to be.
No, it's not.
Well, thank you very much.
The other one I hated was Last Kiss.
Oh, J. Frank Wilson. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, you know, when it first came out, everybody got excited about it, but after a while, they wanted to kill everyone who put that song on the radio, you know.
Hey, thanks for the memories, Booger.
Oh, you're welcome. They pitched a big, good party.
Joe Hagler was the other guy that was involved, I think, in the very end. I just could not pull Joe's name out. Joe was actually on the radio when I came. I replaced him in the afternoon and did afternoons for about 2 months before they flipped me to mornings. But Joe was at the radio station, and I think he was involved in that, and I think Penn Scott, and seemed like somebody else I can't recall.
Sounds like something Joe would do.
You know
what
the great thing about having Larry here is, you know, I have stuff. I got stuff. I got stuff. Clips from Tucker. I got the Project Veritas expose on CNN's plan.
They have done a lot of stuff,
Their plan, now that once the corona thing dies down, it's going to be all about the end of the world, global warming and climate change, and they're going to scare the ignorant again. But it's just so much fun telling stories and shooting the breeze here this
much
afternoon.
Much better than the...
Right now we need somebody to tell us the story of our afternoon rush.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic in Prattville, Highway 82 in the vicinity of Doster Road. We have a disabled 18-wheeler. Please use caution there in Montgomery. We have got a lot of congestion on East South Boulevard, Norman Bridge, all the way down to Troy Highway, East Boulevard, Vaughn Road up to I-85 and over to Atlanta Highway, and a lot of outbound traffic on Congressman Dickinson and the Northeast Boulevard, all that headed to 231 in Wetumpka. Buckle up. No accidents in the Montgomery area to tell you about. If you're looking for a pickup or SUV, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and you're going to save some money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
You don't have to break.
break the bank for seniors independent living in Montgomery. Caravita Village has your answer with locked-in rental rates for 3 years, starting from $15.99 per month. Visit caravitavillage.com. Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces just in time for barbecue season. COVID was hard on everyone, but it's time for a new year and to invest in your family's living space and create something awesome. Duval's Landscapes will help you choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, or whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvalsLandscapes.com today or call 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Get your home ready for family and friends and make memories with your new outside oasis from Duvall's Landscapes. Duvall's Landscapes will make it easy for you by offering beautiful long needle straw delivered and installed for just $20 per roll or $10.50 for just the roll. Call Duvall's today at 791-4108 or visit DuvallsLandscapes.com. Has the high price of seniors' independent living gotten you down? Come visit Caravita Village and check out their newly renovated private living suites with all the amenities starting at just $15.99 per month. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Teen Angel, Teen Angel.
This is one of those death theme songs, right?
It's got a picture. I'm looking at it on the YouTube. It was an Edsel.
Yeah, so was the song. Oh, that's from American Graffiti.
American Graffiti. Oh, that's right, Ed. And
who was that call that was Booger, right?
Booger.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be a snot booger, but I couldn't resist finding this and playing it for you. I'll make it go away now. Yeah.
I noticed it said it was 1960, and of course, you know, back in those days, people don't understand, you know, AM radio was magical at night for guys. Like, you could hear stations from everywhere.
Absolutely.
And I lived, in fact, Jennifer Gibson's just sent me a message through Messenger, and she's from Grundy, my hometown.
The Grundy County
Fair. She knows what holler I'm from. No, it was Buchanan County up there. But I think it's supposed to be Buchanan, but we always said Buchanan.
Buchanan.
But she knew the holler. She knows the holler I grew up on up there. But I would sit up at night and I would listen to WABC and WLS. And these songs, you know, that whole American Graffiti thing took me back, because I would sit up and it was magical, you know, that all this stuff was coming through the air from who knows how far away.
Can I ask you, because I don't know if you've had a chance to look at my magazine column this month, but it's called 110,350 Years in Mayberry, about, which is Nielsen calculated to be the number of extra minutes people spent watching Andy Griffith this past year, kind of highlighting how this show is in a class by itself as reruns
go. Yeah.
And you hear the word holler in that show. So finally, I have somebody in my studio.
I grew up in a holler.
What is a holler?
Well, where I'm from, you know, because it was the Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah.
And the Appalachian Mountains, part of the Smokies.
Sure.
Are part of the Appalachian Mountains. Sure. And so the mountains I grew up in were huge. And a holler went up between, literally, there was a mountain, a road, a little bit of front yard, and a little bit of backyard. Of course, the house, a creek, and then another mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up between two mountains. You go, you know, and it's called a holler. It's up, you know, and so we lived up Dry Fork Holler. My wife, now she was on the rich side of town. She lived on Dill Fork Holler.
Dill Fork.
Dill Fork, and that's where I had to go to find her.
Who is Dill Fork, and why is there a file?
I don't know. I don't know who Dill is and why they had a fork, but. But yeah, she was from the other side of Grundy. I was from one side, she was from the other. We met in high school.
Are you from the good side or the bad side of Grundy?
Well, you know, Grundy was Grundy. I mean, she just wrote, Jennifer just wrote back, good old Buchanan County. Thanks for the shout-out. But, you know, for us that grew up there, I don't think any of us would change. I mean, I would not give up having grown up in that area. I loved it, you know.
Made
out
you
in the
you
mountains
are.
With my dog and... You know, my friends, and You know, it was just a great place to grow up. I tell you what, go look at Wetumpka. That was our hometown, basically. You know, it looked a lot like what Wetumpka looks like. And it was thriving, and it was just a great place to grow up.
I think when you think about Holler, it's either the hollowed out space between two mountains or the space over which you have to holler.
Well, and we did a lot of that. My uncle lived up the road, and we would holler back and forth.
Yeah.
He was up the road. So, But you go up the Hollers between two mountains, and you went all the way to what they call the head of the Holler, which is where it would end because there was another mountain sitting there.
That's where the moonshiners hung out. That's how I learned.
Well, I did a little bit of that with my granddad several times. We ran off a few batches back in the day. I think he's dead, and I was just a kid, so I don't think I'd get blamed.
No, they can't prosecute you now, Larry. Statute of limitations.
I remember the first time we put in this huge corn crop, and I couldn't figure out why we were growing so much corn. I found out that fall because he kept the basement locked, and he forgot it one day, and I walked in. I go, what is in these barrels? And it was, we finally found out. So,
amazing stories here. Hey, let's talk about your business for a moment. Adams Motorsports.
Yeah, Allen's Motor Supports, yes.
And what's happening?
Oh, everything. Right now, you know, as I've been telling everybody, they've kind of, COVID has caught up with our supply chain stuff, so we're getting onesies and twosies right now. But the stuff we get in, almost all of it's now pre-sold. So if somebody's looking for a side-by-side, the best thing to do is to come in, let's sit down and figure out exactly what you need. Because there's so many machines now, Greg, that have gone with all the bells and whistles. And if somebody's just looking for a work machine, that's a waste of money. So we got machines that are, you know, we want to figure out what a customer wants to do with it, then send them in the best direction for the machine that's best for what their usage is. Figure out when we have one coming, let's get their name on it, so when it gets here, it's theirs. We're selling every side-by-side, every ATV we can get. Right now, motorcycles are hot. The amazing thing is, and this is good for the customer, is all the manufacturers are still throwing huge rebates, super low interest rates at these machines, even though we sell every one we can get. So it's a win-win for the customer.
And now's the time to jet skis still?
Yes.
Okay, with the warm weather. We're going to cool down a little bit this weekend.
It's going to be a hot summer.
Blast furnace heat is right around the corner.
Yes, sir. Jet ski, there's not a better way to escape the heat than blasting across Jordan or Martin on a ski at 60 miles an hour. It's wonderful.
Stop by and see our friend Terry Adams and his team, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. Hackle. And get those super low interest rates at AdamsMotorsports.com. Back in a moment.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up, you've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water
sewer drain and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort of Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had some really good luck with the weather over the last few days. All of that is about to come to an end. For tonight, partly cloudy, dry, mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 58. For tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely. High temperature in the middle 70s on Wednesday. Then we get into a cool period of time late in the week with highs barely scraping right around 70 by Thursday and Friday. And there'll be some widely scattered showers around as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Out in hives, coughing, stuffing, sneezing, and running.
Larry Stevens, you mentioned you've been dealing with allergy. It's been a rough spring for me.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen the pollen this thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been bad. And I get watery eyes and all this other stuff. But there are people with real serious problems, so I try not to feel too sorry for myself. That has never worked out well in the past for me. It's 4:47. If I could describe the way this afternoon has gone by.
It's like your show's in a microwave.
In one sound effect or less. It was just three and now it's almost five. Charlie.
Hey, Greg, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
Pretty good. I haven't talked to you in a while. I don't know if you remember this DJ, Greg, if he was even around at this time, but maybe Larry, a guy named, I think his name's Joe Rumor, or Lamour.
Joe Rumor, yes.
Yeah. Whatever, I guess this guy's passed on by now, hadn't he?
Yeah, actually Joe was out of Birmingham. He was on a station up there. In fact, he's part of the Brennan. Group. They had a station in Birmingham. They had one here, and he actually had a show down here in Montgomery. Huh. But he bought the time. He bought the time, if I remember correctly, and then resold it. And he broadcast from his basement up in Birmingham, if I'm remembering correctly. But yeah, Joe Rumor was around for years, and people still remember. I'm sure he's passed away, but I'm almost positive. But
the reason I asked that back in. Late 60s, I can't remember what year. I was probably 6 or 7 years old. But I can remember my parents had won an airplane trip from Montgomery to Atlanta over there to Six Flags. And he was part of that. But he always would say, don't touch that dial. Remember that?
Yeah. I tell you, I was listening. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm done. Y'all talking about old times, and all. I remember that guy.
I was going through Birmingham. We were driving through Birmingham, and I was listening to him. And he had this thing where if he called you and you answered the phone with, I listened to the Joe Rumor show or whatever the thing, you had to answer that way.
Right.
And so he calls this woman live on the air, and she didn't answer. So he said, well, now you never know when your phone's going to ring again. And so be sure and answer Joe Rumor show. I listened to the Joe Rumor show of whatever it was. So he hangs up, and if you remember in those days, if you didn't turn off, we call them pots on the board, potentiometers, he left it up for the phone, and he turned right around and called her right back. Of course, it was on the air live over a song that he was playing.
Oh, man.
He didn't know he was on the air. Uh-oh. And he calls her right back, and she says, "Hello." Of course, he berated her because he had just called her and she didn't answer right the next time. But that's one thing I remember about listening to Joe
Lindbergh.
That was
a thing in the early 70s or mid 70s where you had to answer the phone, "WMAQ is going to make me rich." And it used to drive me nuts if I called a friend or something and they answered that way just in case it was the contest.
Yeah. Well, those were fun days when radio stations would compete against each other to get signs in yards.
We can't afford to give away money, but if you answer the phone, News Talk 93.1 FM is going to cure whatever ails me. We could work with that.
Well, we gave away a house, an IROC Z28, a boat, and a trailer one time. I forget how much that was worth. It was huge.
Thanks for the call, Charlie.
We gave away $10 gift certificates.
By the way, this just into the News Talk newsroom. Seth Spotlow, who may be the guy they're all talking about in 30 years, he was born in Buchanan, West Virginia.
Buchanan, West Virginia.
Buchanan.
Well, we call it Buchanan County. In fact, Jennifer, I think she was from Newhouse Branch. That was her holler, you know, listener that you have over in Prattville. So we all were, everybody's, you know, wasn't what street you live on, it's what holler are you from, you know, up there.
I see.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
This is such a great cultural experience here.
Yeah.
Tommy's on the line. Tommy.
Hey, Greg and Larry, hope y'all doing all right today.
Doing well.
Larry, this question is for you. I know that back in the 80s, you were over there off the Norman Bridge Road, WHHY.
Right.
Do you remember the old location before that at Maryland and Siebel's out that way?
Well, that was the tower. The tower was out there. When I came, the station was downtown in the Guaranty Savings Life Building.
Okay.
And now, before that, that's where it was. And then we moved to Norman Bridge Road from downtown. Possibly back, seemed like years ago, the old, what was then WSFA radio was somewhere out in that area. The actual transmitter and the tower was right there at Narrow Lane and Siebel's.
Yes. I remember in high school going in that building.
Yeah.
It was abandoned, but there was still a lot of equipment that was still there, old, outdated equipment.
Yeah, that was
just left behind.
Yeah, it was the old transmitter and everything there. Yeah.
We have it here now.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Grew up listening to you, man.
Had to go out there several times. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well,
I missed your call every morning, man. Going on. Y'all were rocking back in the day, man.
We were. I appreciate it, man.
Good to hear from you.
All right.
We're on Norman Bridge Road. I don't remember that.
Norman Bridge?
I drove by that place.
3435.
Yeah.
We were there for, we moved there in the summer of 70, and it was there when they were still there when I left.
Where on Norman
Bridge? Do you remember Walt's Diner?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Walt's Breakfast Shopping.
Yeah.
And then there was a South Trust Bank at one point. And there was a house right there next
White
to the bank.
House, yeah.
And the radio station was
in that.
And used to be, if you remember the
big restaurant was there, too.
Sahara. Yeah, that was down on the corner of the Sahara.
Yeah, that's
corner.
Yes, I was just going to ask, is that closed the week I came to town?
Yeah, oh, great place.
Yeah, it was.
In 2005.
It was incredible.
And I felt bad because
Edgemont Norman Bridge.
I didn't feel like I closed it, but I thought there's something I would have liked.
Actually, the Louders at that time, their corporate headquarters. Mm-hmm. In fact, you still see the old building there. It's rotting away, of course, now, but it was right down from us. But, yeah, we were on Norman Bridge.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
We moved in the summer of 70. And I was part of that move. One of the funniest things that happened is the first morning we were on Norman Bridge Road, we had a guy who worked part-time for us from Auburn. And a lot of times we had him work on Saturday morning. Well, he was not supposed to work that Saturday morning, but somehow he got his wires crossed. They wanted me to do the first show that Saturday morning just because everything was breaking in. And they want to have a part-timer there. So I went in on Saturday. About 6:30 or 7, the door flies open, and the guy, the part-time guy, his hair is all askew. He looks like a madman. He had gone to the radio station downtown and walked in, and there was nothing there. All the equipment had been removed.
Whoops, what are they trying to tell me?
He was trying to figure out, where am I supposed to
be? That's funny.
And he vaguely remembered we were supposed to be somewhere on Norman Ridge Road. When we moved, he just didn't know what it was, but the guy was losing his mind. And he came running into the studio. I sent him back.
Well, I wish I had the Mickey Mouse clothes. Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. It's 5 o'clock already.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I got to go home.
We appreciate you so much, man. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah. Sarah has spaghetti waiting.
And more than anything, he kept us from having to deal with the freaking news for a couple of hours.
That's a good thing.
Enjoy your butt pace.
You know, happy. Yes. Well, I know about butt pace because of Adams. A friend of mine one time was talking to me, and he and I knew they had this stuff, but they had a new baby, and he said, "That's the most incredible stuff ever." Yes. He said, "My wife and I use
and
tons of
pure
it.
Raging diaper rash can help you with dry skin or flaky skin
or ant bites.
Unbelievable, but it's been a pleasure." Thinking about some great memories and old teen death songs like...
Oh, God. Here we go.
Remember this? J. Frank Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, where can my baby be?
She's dead.
Well, where can my baby be? The Lord took her.
It's a morbid Tuesday.
It's a horrible song.
I always used to wonder, who wants to sit and listen to a song about a...
I don't know.
A teenage girl. It's kind of depressing.
It is.
When you think about it. Larry, thanks so much, man.
All right, enjoyed it. Look forward to it the next time.
Let's get Larry a traffic report as he exits the building.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still very busy this afternoon on East Boulevard from Vaughn Road to I-85. Got a lot of outbound traffic on Atlanta Highway, I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents anywhere to pass along to you at the moment, so that's some good news. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence is a system to keep your pets safe and at home, but the professional training by Vicky makes all the difference. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Che.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
After talking to Larry Stevens, I'm convinced that Wetumpka is the promised land. If you would like to live there, one great way to find a house is to go into your search for home pre-approved, especially if you're a first-timer. Morris Capuano wants to be the guy that can get you pre-approved or help you refinance your current mortgage while interest rates remain near record lows. This is not going to be forever. There's a word you've been hearing a lot in the news and in financial reports lately, and it's inflation. And when inflation comes, that includes mortgage interest rates. These rates I'd never thought I'd see in my life. I never thought I'd see the rate drop below 5. When I had great credit and I got the lowest available rate, it was 10 3/8. So this is, you have no idea, unless you've been through kind of like what I've experienced, just how amazing an opportunity this is to get into home ownership. Morris is the guy that loves, this is what he lives to do, lives and breathes to get you, to hand you the keys to your new home. And he will help you navigate the little bumps in the road that come along. They're almost inevitable with any mortgage application. So don't sweat it. Just call him. He'll sweat for you. 409-9300. That's 409-9300 for Morris Capuano and his partnership with Renaissance Bank. They have an abundance of programs available to help first-time homebuyers, military, and more. That's 409-9300 with Renaissance Bank and Equal Housing Lender. Their NMLS number is 88697.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting...
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at WorthCleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets.